ready to dive in? Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast. Every episode explores, expands, and evolves the truths we encounter and experience in our human quest for clarity, joy, and exponential growth. And now, here is your host, Jim Case. Welcome to Adventures in Truth Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Adventures in Truth Livecast. My name is Jim Case. I am the host today. I'm the host every time I do the show, but today I'm feeling particularly hosty. Had a wonderful trip recently. This is my first show back. So working out some of the stuff. But so great to be here. Looking forward to this conversation today. Really focused into my guest co-host today is Shelley Kerr, Past Life Lady. She just recently released a new book called A Blast from the Past, which is fantastic. And I encourage you to get it. And we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the whole construct of our ancestry. And when we were talking about this show, we were talking in different contexts. And what we ended up with was talking about this from a perspective of celebrating that we get to be here. I want to share with you a little bit of just the intro for the show that makes it a little easier. So we have the responsibility and privilege to be alive at this time in humanity's evolution. And I say privilege because our ancestors paved the way literally for us to be here now and for us to have the luxury to explore our spirituality and to have conversations and adventures like this show, which is really kind of mind-blowing to me when I think about it. And you know, even in this context, 57 years on the planet, that where I was 30 years ago, where we all were 30 years ago, where we all are now in comparison is just extraordinary to me, what we have available. And all of that has been paved by all of the generations that have come before. And so we're going to dive into that a lot today, and I'm excited to have the conversation with Shelley because it's a powerful topic and a powerful conversation. So glad you're here. If you would love that you're here and would like wherever you are watching or listening, if you're on Facebook Live or YouTube Live, make sure you hit that subscribe and like button. If you're on E360 TV, thank you for being here and watching the show. We've got wonderful shows on this network and grateful to be a part of it. And we're going to get ready to dive right in here. So bear with me as we go to a quick break and we'll be back right after this. All right. A Fear is a Choice book. Hey, y'all, thank you for all of you out there who have purchased my book, who have read my book. I appreciate you. I appreciate the reviews. I appreciate your feedback about the book. It really means a lot to me. And I appreciate that you are the feedback that I'm getting is reflective of the intention of the book, which was to change our relationship with fear. And I encourage you to check it out, www.fearisachoicebook.com. takes us through the experience and evolution of fear in the human experience, takes us through how do we disengage from that training, from that entrainment? How do we create a new relationship with fear that opens us up to the potential and possibility of who we are? Because remember, fear is all about dumbing down the experience, dumbing down the human experience, dumbing down our hearts, dumbing down our connections. And so when we start to change that relationship, we begin to re-engage in a way that we may never even realized we weren't engaging before. So I encourage you, the book is a powerful tool for change. I encourage you to check it out. Check out the reviews. Go to www.fearsachoicebook.com. You can see some videos. You can watch some reviews there. You can also order there through Amazon and Barnes & Noble and IndieBound. So I ask you to check it out. It's a great book. You're going to enjoy it. And thank you very much again. And we'll see you just on the other side. Be right back. All right. My world is good. You know, it's now 11 months into the year. And this movement has been continuing to grow and continuing to move and continuing to expand. It's very simple premise. My world is good. It only requires your energy, your attention, and your intention. It doesn't require anything else. You don't have to sign up for anything. You don't have to do anything other than engage. And that's what I love most about this, is that we all get to engage. And in the privacy of our own experience, or as we share it with the world, it doesn't matter. Because as we engage, my world is good. And as we expand that energy in our world, we automatically begin to engage with people in the world. When you change your relationship with fear, you no longer limit your experience. So as you step into my world is good, you begin to grow and expand into that experience. And here's the basic premise. We are 7.5 billion unique worlds inhabiting one planet. And I say that specifically because if you really think about this, nobody can create your life for you. No one can live your life for you. No one can solve your problems for you. No one can create anything in your world that you aren't part of. So I wanted to create something that all of us can partake in and still focused into our worlds, but we are now creating goodness in what we are seeing. Because remember, perception is simply the reflection of our beliefs and ideas and thoughts and concepts coming back from our environment to us. So if we are focused in goodness, if we are focused in my world is good, my world is good, my world is good, then I start to focus, I start to perceive my world differently. When I've changed my relationship with fear, and I'm thoroughly dialed into my world is good, all bets are off, because I have opened myself to as much potential and opportunity as I can. And now I just have to show up and step into it. So feel into this. Start in appreciation. Find things. You know, today I put out a new post on my world is good. And it was all focused in the appreciation of self, because I think we tend to neglect that. And I wanted to focus us into getting into the minutiae of who you are, appreciating the things that you're good at, appreciating the things all the things that you do, and even appreciating the things that you may not be happy about. Because the more you can appreciate all of it, the more it can grow and change around you. And the more you grow and change, because you're no longer limited by it. It's just another step along the way. So step into my world is good. Love to have you here. Would love to have your feedback anywhere you see this, the postings for my world is good. I love your feedback. I love hearing your stories. I was commenting to a gal today who responded. It's just a great way to spin your energy up and to find that alignment. My world is good. You say it 10 times in the morning when you wake, 10 times at the end of the day, and then use it throughout the day when your alignment is a little wonky. My world is good. Get grounded in that goodness and begin to see yourself as the creator of that goodness and the engager of that goodness, and start to see the power that changes in your life. It's incredible stuff. So my world is good. Thank you all again. We're going to be right back after this with Shelley, and we're going to dive in full tilt into our conversation today. I was looking for the word and there it was. We'll be right back. Right after. Oh my goodness. I'm so excited that Shelley is back to play with us today. and to have an adventure with us today. I'm going to bring her in here in just a second. I want to give her a formal welcome, you know, because we're formal around here. But so for two decades, Shelley A. Kerr, PhD, she's out of Dallas, has worked with thousands of people around the world, helping them achieve greater peace and happiness in their lives. She's a world-renowned past life regressionist. And Dr. Shelley's method of combining energy work with hypnosis has been endorsed by numerous leaders in the field of consciousness, including near-death experience pioneer Dr. Raymond Moody and Dr. Brian Weiss. She's received a doctorate of philosophy in parapsychic science from the American Institute of Holistic Theology in 2001, and she's a publisher of amazing books, and her most recent book, here it is, Blast from the Past, I have up in the window, and here is Shelley to join us. Hi, Shelley.
Jim, thanks so for having good me back on the show.
Oh, it's always great to see you, and I so appreciate you taking the time and having these amazing conversations, because I think people love where we go with this stuff, and I think we, you know, it's great tools when we can combine our efforts to help people continue to ratchet it up for themselves and expand their experience. So.
Absolutely. I love Fear is a Choice, by the way, viewers. I have the book myself. I love it. And I've given it amazing reviews. Wonderful yes. stuff, Jim. Love it.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you. And you know, back at you. I got the chance. You gave me the opportunity to read Blast from the Past. And I've enjoyed it. I wrote the word down again because I want to make sure I say it correctly.
I didn't realize when I made it up that it was going to be so hard to pronounce. But it's too late now.
Supertrovi.
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 That's how, to find wow. People accent. Can say, they can call it whatever they want, basically. it seems simple, but.
Yes. And we can talk about that more. I want to hear more. I'd love for you to share more about that a little bit later on. Because it's such a powerful thing, and the book itself is wonderful and really helps us to connect to our topic today, which is, you know, our ancestors have paved the way for us. Carpe diem. Let's dive in. Let's live large, because we are living in a time, and it's true for all generations, but I think where we are, as we've talked about, where human evolution is, you know, being on this kind of leading edge experience, as they talk about in Law of Attraction, however you want to look at it, we couldn't be here without the work and the effort and the energy, continuing energy, I would also add, of those who have come before. Because it seems to me that, at least in my own personal experience, all of those who have come before who may not be physical on the planet anymore are even greater support for where we're going than they were when they were here.
Amen.
Because now they're not restricted. There's no limitation on their belief systems. And I mean, it's different, you know, where they're not carrying the same baggage that they were carrying when they were here, which was in and of itself extraordinary, because how we got here is almost remarkable. Like here today, like in 2021, you know, in this time frame. So what do you think? What do you think so far about of the importance of, and I know you think a lot of this, so it's a loaded question.
Surprise, I'm into it. This is something that's on my mind a lot, Jim, because I'm very strange. I know you didn't know that about me, but you know, when I'm sitting there working with clients doing past life regressions all the time, there's just part of me, there's two aspects to this. I'm listening to that and I'm thinking to myself, oh, thank God I don't live in the Middle Ages anymore, you know? And then the other piece is that because I am doing a lot more of this genealogical regression process that's featured in another book that I wrote. So this is where we travel back and send light to our ancestors. So I'm doing a lot more of that work. And when I've been doing that process for years. The book just recently came out. And I think that there's a real tipping point in Western society where more of us are now starting to say, wait a minute, I do need to pay attention to my ancestors. And of course, I'm of the mind that we need to pay attention to our own soul and our own past lives as well. So when I hear, you know, and you think about, like you said, what our ancestors have gone through so that we can be here, it is amazing. I mean, yeah. It's just hard to believe the hardships that they must have had to go through. And so we do, obviously, we still have a lot of challenges in this world. We have a lot of things that need to be addressed. And yet we're still living at very interesting times when many of us just have the chance to have a conversation like this. Yeah. We're I feel like we're here to represent, you know, represent those who have come before us, because when we do take a moment to send that intention and light to those past generations and to bless all humanity, that really works. As you know, that ripple of love that we can send to others, whether it's a neighbor across the street or an ancestor who lived 300 years ago, you know, it really starts to shift the consciousness. And I feel like we do have, like you said, some kind of a responsibility. I feel like we chose to be here at this time.
Agreed.
And you know, carpe diem, man, let's seize the day. Let's make the most out of this thing, because it's really amazing. And, you know, yes, we have problems, and great, let's work to solve them. let's dig in, man. It's awesome.
I realize as we're talking, and I hadn't put this together before, but we come at this a little bit differently. Meaning I, for the longest time in my world, family's an odd thing to me. Ancestry is an odd thing to me. It not that I don't have tons of extended family and cousins and aunts and uncles, and you know, particularly down my mom's side of the family. Many of my dad's are there's still a few left, but there aren't as many of those left. But it wasn't until this, really, honestly, in the past probably 2 years, as I started to go more deeply into my, because you mentioned this, you know, where it's about us moving through our own evolution, but it's also about helping to move all of this group energy, this ancestral energy that we're all a part of. It's in our DNA. It's part of the whole process. But the thing that's different for me is that I feel like I got it not because of obligation, but because I got to see how powerfully in my own life, when I healed something, when I changed something, when I altered something in this current reality, and then I watched it unravel all the way back, as far as I could see. You know, when I say that, I mean that sense of release and freedom that occurred because my ancestors who were carrying this energy and supporting me into this new environment, I'm in this environment and now I'm carrying the torch. I'm the leading edge of my family because I'm carrying the torch. So getting to break through some really core stuff and then seeing how powerfully that impacts the energy going back, because the way I don't know other way to describe it, the level of release to me is so profound, and the level of change is profound because it's no longer us and them, it's us. You know what I mean? Does that make any sense? I'm kind
it
of
really
talking
does
on my neck, but
no, it makes total sense. It reminds me of, like, you know, when I first got into the work that I'm doing, you know, you have to receive the work in order to do the work. So the past life regressions and different kinds of healings I received, I used to just feel stuff just coming off of me. And I think that's kind of what you're describing, because when you take the time like you did to work on yourself, and then you have these big breakthroughs, you're exactly right. That is rippling. I think that earlier, though, I'm like you. I didn't have the consciousness how that was going to affect the ancestors and others, you know, because you have to, like, kind of learn that or something.
Yeah, well, and it seems like it's a two-way street, meaning as I become more aware of, and quite honestly, your work is part of what's helped me become more aware of that. Not that I didn't have some connection to it, but the awareness of it. Even as I was meditating before we came on here, I felt it didn't occur to me until almost the end of the meditation, and I went, wait, I haven't called anybody out. I haven't called everybody forward here to say, hey, we're having this amazing show. Come on, join us here. Help us to convey to the groups that are listening, to the people that are a part of this, what it is you guys are doing, and how you are contributing. And as soon as I did it, the room was full. I was like, oh, okay, I got to remember to call them.
Yes, they like to be called.
Yes, they do. Here and there. Doesn't matter where they are, where the ancestors are. So that to me was, again, it's sort of one of those, wow, I'm not particularly special. I mean, I'm a neat guy, but I'm not particularly special. I can call, everybody can call on this. There's nobody out there that can't sit and get quiet and call on that level of support. That's just pure love energy that's saying, we are here, we get you, we know you, you're a part of us, and we're going to uplift you so that you can take us to the next level where you are. And it just touches, I mean, to me, it just opens a heart in a way that I've never experienced before.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's, you know, I developed this process for certain clients like 15 to 16 years ago, and then every now and then I'd pull it out of the drawer. And then over time I started realizing, wait a minute, I could send light to my family, and I started seeing immediate results, just very subtle changes. And maybe they were just stressed out, and I went a few generations back and I said, wow, my family looks like they're feeling better now. This is awesome. And then over time now, because it's starting to really catch on, it's very profound. It's not only just sending it that direction, as you've said, but just knowing, which again, this is kind of a new paradigm we're getting into here in the West, that yes, guess what? These people know you better than anyone. They love you unconditionally. You have maybe your spirit guides. I tend to believe in spirit guides, of course.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, we have, as you mentioned earlier, which is so very, very true, if we have loved ones who have crossed over, and sometimes we do get to see them more now when they're crossed over than when they were here, and they can be very supportive. And yet we have this other whole group. And I think just, you know, shifting that conscious awareness to take 1 second to invite them. What? Yes. I mean, it's amazing. And it's really transformed. I'm like you. I don't know if even 5 years ago I would have really understood how amazing it can be, because I don't know that I really was quite there yet either. I mean, you know, we're on an evolutionary journey here.
An incredible journey. And it reminds me, I spent, you know, my ex-wife was trained by the Hopi and lived with the Hopi for many, many years. And we got married in a medicine wheel in the middle of Sedona, welcoming and bringing in all of the ancestors and bringing in the grandmothers and grandfathers. And so the Native American culture has always done that. And it's something that I was deeply involved in for a long time in that context. You know, and it's just funny now thinking about it, how powerfully that affected my world. But I also noticed too, the changes you're talking about in relationship, I noticed even in my immediate relationships, like with my father in particular, that healing made a huge difference. You know, connecting to the ancestors, because he didn't want to and had no interest and didn't, you know, he barely talked to the people who were here and alive, rather than not let alone anybody who wasn't here anymore. So it was an interesting hurdle to kind of navigate that process with him, as I was trying to heal things in our relationship that I know was not about what happened here in this lifetime. You know, that was obviously, we brought a lot of junk with each other, and being able to tap into those ancestral energies to me helped pave some of the opening that took place between he and I. And I don't know that I could put my finger on how, and maybe you can help me better understand how, because it was a process of discovery. I'm trying to find the right word, because it was a process of discovery, but it was also a process of surrender to, like, I don't know how to fix this. You know, I don't know what to do with this. And I'm going to call on you guys. I'm going to ask for some support here, because this relationship is a struggle. And it can't be that this struggle is all about what's happened right here, right now. There's got to be more to it. And so asking the right questions and kind of in inquiry to let those downloads and that information come through, that can help clarify that I can make better decisions, that I can be more clear about how I'm interacting in that relationship, and seeing how it changed the relationship. And again, like you said, it was subtle. It just, some of the resistance left. Some of the fight left, some of the antagonism left, you know, as we continued to migrate through. And then there started to be some places where we could actually come together in thought and in feeling, which was a huge change, you know, because we never got there before. So I think all of that happening is paramount to how we continue to grow and evolve, because if we can't heal forwards and backwards, I don't know how we get to heal. Because it isn't, I mean, maybe I'm wrong here, but it isn't all about me, and yet it's all about me.
No, Darn it. It's not all about us. Clever.
We want it to be as much as we want it to be. So, okay, let's take a quick second here. I am going to, let's talk a little bit before, I'm going to take a quick, well, we'll get into a break in a second here. I want to dive into this about talking about the responsibility and the privilege. When you and I were talking, we originally thought about focusing on in privilege and realized that the tenor of the conversation for privilege in the world right now is not a great conversation. So
yeah,
we wanted
don't
to kind
keep
of
it like that. We're talking about something else. So
yes. But I want to talk about understanding the responsibility of carrying the torch and what that means, because it's not a burden thing, I don't think. I mean, right. How do you perceive it? Do you perceive it as a? I'll go ahead. How do you perceive that? The responsibility.
No, I mean, I still believe that we, you know, to empower ourselves to move past the fears that you're talking about in fear is a choice. You know, we have to. To a certain degree, yes, it's uncomfortable. We have to take some responsibility. Did we choose to be here in this moment at this time? I say, yes, we did. And so it should be something, we're embracing, we're loving it. And, you know, again, I would say a lot of recent, since this ancestral book came out, I've done a lot more of these sessions where some people are even finding when they go into past lives, that they were one of their own ancestors in a previous life. This is, you know, it's not too common, but yes, it happens more often than we think. I believe we chose our family. Mm-hmm. I believe we choose, you know, our spouses, our friends, the people we're engaging with. There's not a lot of accidents here. And I think we do it for learning and growth and things like that. So when we're talking about responsibility, it is, but let's think of it as a joy. We want to do this. And I feel like we've chosen these particular families, you know, for the lessons and the learning. And also on some level, we've got a soul agreement that we are here to help to maybe transmute some energies from the past and things like that, particularly when we're here in a time when we can have these discussions about healing. So I don't think it should be a burden. And when we're talking about, you know, are we, it's just that we have a lot of modern technologies. We have a lot of things to be thankful for is kind of where, you know, as we're approaching the Thanksgiving week, this is a time we should be really having Thanksgiving on a daily basis, but this is a special time of year when we're thinking about the things that we're thankful for. So, you know, just being thankful that we are here at this time and that we have time, you know, to think about these deeper issues that perhaps our ancestors certainly didn't have time to do.
Yeah. And I love, you know, as we talk about the idea of privilege, one of the things that struck me very powerfully is that privilege to me comes as a form of appreciation, that it's a privilege to have this moment to do what I'm doing in this moment, and that I couldn't be doing what I'm doing in this moment without the people who co-created me. You know, and there's
like
a whole
gratitude.
Lot of and deep gratitude for that. And to me, that feels like, it's kind of like, wow, I get to be here. That's when I say privilege. I get to be here.
Yeah,
I get
blessed.
To be doing. What's that?
We're blessed.
Yeah,
we're fortunate.
We are. And I want to, there was one piece of this you had brought up that I want to ask you to talk about a little bit. And that's this, the Maslow and appreciation piece. So the hierarchy of needs. Would you mind talking about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's just something that it's been on my mind for many years. It's just always some thing that I like to think about. There's a pyramid called Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And it's talking about the fact that, you know, survival is the primary motivator in this life. So as long as we're surviving, as long as we have food to eat, we have shelter. And again, let me be clear, we still have people right now in the modern civilization who are struggling, and I don't understand it. And that's what, these are the problems that we collectively need come together to rectify and evolve, because that shouldn't even be happening right now in my mind. So, but once we get past that, then we kind of move up into, then we can, it's kind of like in healing. When I teach energy healing, I'm talking about the different layers of the etheric field around the body. the closest stuck energy, it's very close to the physical body, it will cause physical challenges. Then there's the mental emotional layer. So I've worked, I'm physically okay right now. So now I can get into how am I feeling about these things? And then maybe I can work through some of my feelings. If my feelings are what I would call unproductive, mm-hmm. then maybe I could evolve those and learn, and why did I feel that way? Why, how can I feel better? And then once we get past that, then we get into the spirituality and the realm that we're really in here when we're on this program, that we can then, you know, have self awareness and potential expansive conversations about the bigger picture for all people, let's say, rather than just ourselves. That's when we really are going beyond the fact that it isn't about ourselves. But if we were in a different situation, which again, sadly, there are too many people on this planet who are in that situation.
Right.
If we were struggling today, we wouldn't be able to have a discussion about trying to think about how we could help our fellow beings. And so I think those of us who are in a position to be able to think about the helping of other people besides ourselves should say, hey, you know what? I need to do the best I can today because I am fortunate to be able to do that.
Yep. And the cool thing is that we carry that torch as long as we can, and then we go through our own process. So sometimes it isn't, you know, we're not the torchbearer for the entire time, and we may be for a long time, but it's still, you know, I think about my own process in that regard we get to do this, and how amazing it is that we get to have these conversations, and how incredible it is that I'm sitting here going, how am I on TV talking about this? You know, like, how am I having a podcast talking about this? And I'm talking to people all over the world. We are talking to people all over the world who are experiencing this maybe for the first time, or maybe also like when we, you know, I was thinking back, like, you know, back in the late 80s when I discovered I Come as a Brother by Bartholomew was probably one of my favorite books of all time, because it was the first book that I read that actually spoke to me, that actually, like, somebody was speaking to me, and that was all we had. That was what we had. That was it. And you got to talk about it, or you get to share the book. And then flash forward 30 years, and here we are. And I have a book, and you have books, and we have, you know, we have all of these things that came as the result of those who came before us. And just the level of appreciation that stimulates is, I have to be honest, is new to me. It's a new experience, not because I didn't love or appreciate the people who have come before. I just never had the context in the same way. So this context now is like, wow, that I can tap into those energies that can help me heal and move forward, which is healing and moving them forward, because we are all, you know, as we move into these soul groups and all of the various parts and pieces of that, it just gets so big and so amazing that you just kind of go, whew, okay, I'm going to take my left foot, right foot process here and do the best I can. Because we're all in it together here, and while we're doing it individually, the result is collective. And ultimately, I think, like what you said before, the state of the world, I think at this point is we're watching that, the last dying grasp of that patriarchal energy that you know doesn't belong here anymore. Now, my hope and my prayer and my desire and my energy is all about that I be here to see that transition come. When it's about all of us and we're taking care of all of us, and not this, you know, this twisted capitalistic weirdness that we live in, that's all about give me all your money and how do I make money off you and how do I, you know, and how do I keep you in fear so I can make more money off you, you know. Right. I know that's a rather pessimistic view, but yeah. it is unfortunately what we're dealing with. I mean, if you can't see that out in the world right now, then I don't think you're paying a lot of attention. Not you personally, just in general.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of changes, yeah, that need to be changed. You know, the other thing you said that's so important is you're right that each person, like you and I, we weren't always hanging out, having this conversation. I mean, because we've both been through a lot of hard times. Every person is going to go through hard times.
Yep.
And, you know, you've had health challenges. I've had some health challenges. We've had different things we've had to go through. So we wouldn't have been these people who we are at this moment, because
Correct.
We had teachers, we had friends or family
Yes.
or whoever who showed up for us at that moment and helped us to get through some things so that we could now have this conversation. That's a really good point. You know, I think you and I have talked about this before, but during the pandemic, that was another time I just said, oh, thank God, I've already hit rock bottom when I was much younger, because
Yes.
otherwise this would be absolutely horrific.
Is that,
you know,
so?
The pain of being lonely or feeling like, oh, you know, being real hyperactive and lonely, you know, which I know that feeling. And then
Yeah.
just to think like suddenly somebody just said, nope, you can't go anywhere. You can stay in your house. You know, I mean, that would be awful. And my heart breaks for people who were suffering during those times.
Yeah,
once
I agree.
People get through this, and we're still getting through it, but we're getting there. You know, you become so much stronger in the future because of the things that you have to endure like that. And when it does strengthen you. But again, we're just on a different wavelength at this point because of the things that you and I went through much earlier.
Yep.
And so,
and again, I'm going
to
tie this back
like an evolution, you know, throughout history, right? So go ahead.
Yep.
Anyway.
No. I just want to say, I don't know why I feel like I need to say this again, but this is for me where the privilege is. That's me. That to me is it right there. I get to. If I take nothing else away from this show today, it's I get to.
We get to.
We all get to. And how incredible is it that I'm still, I think I want, what am I looking for here? I want to give the listeners a clear kind of understanding when we're talking about ancestors or we're talking about, you know, the family and stuff. How, let's clarify that in a way that makes it accessible. Does that make sense? That
Yes.
if people are wanting to experience or to feel into, because I've talked about this on the show many times, you know, that people who are no longer here, that are transitioned, that if you get quiet and you feel for them, you will find them. But you have to find them where they are, not where you want them to be or not where you think they are, or not where, you know, you have imagined them to be, but literally feeling for them in a way that connects you. And that feeling, that experience is I want to say it's easy, but it's the challenge isn't getting quiet. But I want to talk a little bit more about that. And because that's your, you know, I'm having a hard time with the English language. That's your forte. That's your strength. That's the thing you do. Can you talk about that a little more and what we really mean about it and how you really make that connection?
Yeah, I'm thinking back to a personal experience that I had. Well, let me back up a little further. So I do past life regressions, obviously. So when people would come for a regression, I need to help them get back to the source event, the real source of the challenge that they've come here to take a look at. So if I take them back to the Middle Ages, let's just say, or wherever, intuitively, once in a while, I would sense, wait a minute, we're not there yet. There's something else going on here. So then there's a space where they could meet with the higher self of their mother or their father and then say, hey, mom and dad, is there somebody in the family tree, in the family line who needs a healing today? Yes or no? And then we travel back. Instead of traveling back down our own past lives, we're traveling down these past events that happened to the ancestors. And we, of course, you know, I hate to say there's nothing good, but, you know, obviously it's probably a war or somebody's passed away or, you know, it's very difficult. So we just send light to that space. And we're not talking about I'm in a war and now I'm going to jump for joy and turn a cartwheel. No, we're just trying to bring a little bit of neutrality. Again, it's very subtle. Is it horrible? And now we can make it maybe neutral or just feeling just even a little bit better than it felt before. And then we consciously, again, with the power of the imagination, which is where all healing begins, mm-hmm. imagining that we could bring that loving shift of energy through the ancestral line so that we can then look at our higher self of our mother and say, well, she looks a little better, if that's who we're doing a healing on. And then we can then realize we feel a little bit better. The other thing I have to say about that, you know, a lot of people have very challenging relationships with their parents. And sometimes, you know, there could be potential for just things that can't be forgiven theoretically, obviously. So when we're talking to these ancestors, we're really talking to the higher self, the soul, not the person who's here in physical form having activities and actions, but their soul. Yeah. So that on that level, we're stepping up a little bit. And so, and again, you know, I was going to mention earlier, so many, many years ago, I knew, you know, my mom was just feeling a little off. And it just occurred to me, oh, you know, that thing that I did for that client, maybe I should see if somebody in the family needs a healing. So I just popped into this event where she was playing with her sisters, and I guess they were being, you know, beastly kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't even any big deal, but they were yelled at by their mother and it hurt her feelings. Okay, so it's like said, little tiny things. You know, we all have an inner child. So let me just imagine that I can send light to these, my aunts and my mother, and just see if we can lighten that up a little bit. Sure enough, I went to see my mom. And again, it's very subtle, but she just looked like she was feeling a little better. I was like, whoa, man, this stuff works. Because it's all very subtle. It feels like we're making it up. And yet when we take the time to, you know, it's just like sending a prayer. If I say a prayer for you, dear viewer, mm-hmm. you know, you can feel that, or maybe you just, again, maybe it lightens things just a bit, just to know that someone cares. It's very subtle, and yet it's collectively, it's very, very powerful.
Yeah, that was wonderful. It reminded me too, the when we're dealing with parental stuff, particularly, you know, we talked about earlier, the you know, we both are very strong believers in, you know, we choose our family, we choose our parents, and we choose the environment in which to come in, because it is the environment that has the most potential for setting us up for the greatest amount of success in whatever it is we came here to do, whatever that may be. And the thing for me is in recognizing again the get to part. If you're an adult and you're 40, 50 years old, and you were abused, or you had a horrible situation, or you had a whatever, you're still here. And the environment that set that up for you is why you're still here. You may not have liked that. You may not, it may have been a horrible experience, and I'm not trying to downplay anything about it, but it's also important to recognize you're here now. Why? If that situation is not what you're meant to drive through your entire life. That situation was the setup to catapult you to another place in your life. So if you're here, how are you stepping in differently? How are you accessing this energy, this ancestral energy, this stuff? Because that, to me, that we're still holding on to it means there's more information to be had, means there's more healing to be had, means there's more opportunity to be had. The question is, how do we step into that? And I think what you described was beautiful, is being able to get quiet, being able to reach out where you can. Sometimes it feels like you're making it up, but the truth of the matter is the impact is definitely observable and definitely experienceable. And I mean, I share that wholeheartedly, because I have been dealing with situations in my own world with other people where that has been my mode, was like, no, I'm not going to fight. I'm not going to go down the rabbit hole. I'm simply going to fill this situation with love. I'm just going to give energy to this situation. Love, 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 you know, whatever it is you want to put into it. But for me, it's about, I want this situation to be uplifted to the best of my ability, and it isn't there yet, but every day I do it, it changes just a little bit more. And I got to watch the resolution of that occur over this past weekend on a trip that I went in a situation that I thought was not going to resolve at all. But I have been consistently, every day not going down the rabbit hole of the situation and stopping myself and just saying, nope, I'm just going to put love here. I'm just going to put love here, and watched it unfold. And I got to tell you, it's hard sometimes. It doesn't feel good sometimes until you do the love, until you share the energy. As soon as you do, everything, it stops everything. It changes everything. As soon as you don't choose to do the rabbit hole and you choose to clean up the energy, it changes the energy. And you literally, I did it again this morning. I completely forgot whatever it was, the rabbit hole was, that was trying to suck me down into it, because I just filled the space with love and carried on about my business. And I think that's really the foundational piece of it, really, to me, is whether you use love, whether you're healing, whether you're however it is you want to move that healing forward. It isn't about, I think the reason I use love specifically is because it's just an unconditional energy of upliftment. It doesn't have any agenda. So if I can just give love, then I don't have to try to change anybody or anything. I could just give love and let love change the situation, let love transform the situation. And that seems to be the essence of how we get to interact with, because at times I didn't feel like I was being, like I could be strong enough to do that, quite honestly, because that's a big deal. And I think that the support of all of those that are not here that see this as such a big element of, or a big potential for change, are there just holding the space, or Jay are just saying, here's some more love. Keep pumping that love. If you're pumping love, we're pumping love, you know, like, and it just feels like it makes all the difference in the world. Excuse me. Did I ramble out a bit there?
No, I like it. You know what I like about it? You're talking about choice, which is the same thing you're talking about in your book, because we all are faced with a situation and we can choose to react or not react. And then we can choose how we might want to react, you know? And so, but it's very challenging to say the least, but it's a discipline, and over time it can be very, very helpful.
And we can talk about more of that. I want to take a break. I want to have you have a chance to talk to the crew, to the people out there, and share about your new book and whatever else you want to talk about. excuse me, a little tickle in the throat there. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, it's going to be all Shelly all day. We'll be right back. All right. It's a good day in the neighborhood. Miss Shelly, I'm going to turn it over to you here. I want to get your link up. I have so many things here that I think I've got them down, and then I don't have them. All right, I'm going to step out, and I'll see you in just a sec.
All right, great. All right, so, Jim and I have been talking about my book, Heal Your Ancestors to Heal Your Life, which came out in March. And then on December 8th, I've got Blast from the Past, Healing Spontaneous Past Life Memories. So this is a long-term culmination of a long-term project. I began traveling different places and having either wonderful things happening or sometimes not so wonderful things happen. And I started just studying the idea that perhaps we are being influenced by things from the past, specifically our past lives. I had gone to Key West. I became very ill. I vowed never to return. And then I had a past life regression that helped me and enabled me to go back there when I was invited to go back 2 weeks later after I'd made a vow never to return. And when I went back, everything was fine. So I started interviewing people. I developed this word called supretrovi, which we discussed at the beginning of the show, which is an externally induced past life memory that comes in either from traveling, or it could be if I'm in an antique store or I'm around artifacts at museums, that can trigger little movies to go off in people's minds. And so the book is filled with case histories and tons of exercises about like psychometry, how we can connect with objects or cut cords with them, how we can tune in to different places where we've been. I also had written a bunch of books about gem and mineral healing earlier in my career, and I'm convinced that the reason why we love gemstones is because they come from different places around the world. And so this is another way we can connect with our past lives. And of course, as Jim and I have been alluding to, we do come in with these family members, we come in with these friends, they are familiar people. And sometimes you can just gaze into somebody's eye and go, oh, I know them. And you might think, oh, this is so wonderful. Or you might go, OMG, I want to run kicking and screaming down the street. So we're going to have exercises to help you recognize. And again, just like what we're talking about today, bringing more conscious awareness into what we're doing here so that we can start feeling happier and better more of the time. And just like what Jim was saying, like, I could react. I could have just said, no, I don't want this little cute town Key West, but now I love it, you know? But what if I hadn't, you know, consciously done that? Then I feel like I would be missing out on things. And so I am convinced that this really happens to everyone. And so what I want is to help you recognize when it's happening and bring neutrality, peace, joy, and happiness into your life.
I like it. That was almost like it was planned, but you're so wonderful with words. That was so good.
Likewise, my friend.
Thank you. Well, www.pastlifelady.com is where you will find Shelley and all of her good stuff. As far as I did find the other book, Heal Your Ancestors to Heal Your Life. That was one of them. And then Blast from the Past. Both are available now. And do you prefer that they go through your website, or do you prefer, does it matter, the best place to buy the books and to be in touch with you?
Yeah, if they go to pastlifelady.com, I've got links to, of course, Amazon and IndieBound and Barnes and Noble and all the places. So it's whatever they want. I'm into whatever
You're everywhere.
you want. Yes.
Yes, you're everywhere. But definitely, guys, check her out. I have Shelley and I have worked together, and she's worked with other friends that I've sent who can't say enough good things about the experience of working with her and of reading her book. So the past life, past, not the, just pastlifelady.com. That's last time I was trying to put the the in there. There's no the. All right. So we have just a few minutes left here. So let's, you alluded to the idea of choices and choices and choices. Let's talk about that in how do we, in your mind, at what juncture or at what point in your own process do you find that you start to reach for understanding your relationship with your ancestors, or that you reach for trying to resolve stuff with your ancestors? Is this something that you step into in a conscious way most of the time, or is this stuff that shows up and then you figure out what you're dealing with as a result of
I definitely think it's been something
it?
for me that's has definitely shown up later. And was not as con I was not as consciously aware of it either, just like
Yeah.
most people are not. I think that when you really start sensing that an ancestral healing may be needed, is like we both alluded to earlier, perhaps we're with family members and we see maybe there's something not going right with them, and then we observe that and then just think, I wonder if there could be something of a bigger nature. Because one of the things that's in the book that's kind of fascinating to me is that real scientists are now saying that up to 50% of our personality is actually brought straight through our DNA. So not that we can't transcend certain things, but it does make you wonder, like, if the family just is having a hard time, again, just like I did, just like, well, I wonder if this will help, why not? Might as well give it a shot, but just bring a tiny little bit more conscious awareness into that as maybe being very helpful.
And that's a great place to illuminate the choices, because again, in every situation, regardless of history, regardless of situation, we have the ability to choose in any moment how we want to respond or react to what's happening in front of us. And I think that was part of me telling my story a little bit, was the recognition that I had that I could do something different other than go down the rabbit hole. I think that I didn't know for a long time that I could not go down the, just simply not go there.
Right.
I would get down there for a day and then go, what am I doing here? And then have to fight and claw my way back out of it. Where now I can see it coming. I can see my mind wanting to, and I can stop and say, no. I can stop and say, love this. Love you, love this situation. I appreciate that we are struggling. I appreciate that we are in a challenge right now, and I'm filling this space with love. And to your point, it may that what may be needed there is that it, that tapping into that ancestral healing is being conscious enough of your own process to say, wait, I don't have to react, or I'm having a reaction, but I'm going to do something different this time with that energy. And with that energy, I'm going to affect some healing. And it's an extraordinary thing when it happens, because it the changes that happen inside and outside are remarkable to me. when you can literally stop a drain from swirling like that, because you're choosing to focus differently, the choices that you make. So in this context, when you're dealing with family, when you're dealing with relationships, when you're dealing with karmic situations or things that you think are considered karmic situations, the perfect time to kind of realign yourself and focus a little differently and seek that connection to find the healing.
Absolutely. You know, the highs and the lows are where the healing will happen, right? So I'm loving it, or I'm running, kicking and screaming down the street. I've spent this time in the Buddhist monastery in silence, which is shocking because I love to talk. But in there, you know, the main lesson is that something is coming up and we are not going to react to it. We're going to, like you said, send love, just bless it, or just notice it's arising. Maybe it's an uncomfortable feeling. They would always say it's arising and then it's passing away. Yes. Every minute we're alive, change is happening, whether we're participating in it or not. So just observe it. Let's not get wound up about it. Let's not jump for joy either. We're just chillaxing. And then we know that, you know, we're making that conscious choice. And then it is like somebody's coming up, you know, they're going to say something and it's going to really bend you out of shape. You're dying to say something. And then when you do what you did, like, right, or I did consciously say, wait a minute, I don't have to go there.
Exactly.
But you're exactly right. At one point, maybe we didn't know we didn't have to go there. And then you get into this whole thing and maybe that seemed fun, but then you think, well, that was really horrible. You know, I should have done that or whatever. You know, it felt fun at first and now it's horrible. So then you go, wow, you know what? I just sent love to this, or I just, it was uncomfortable, but I just kind of rolled with it. And now
or
it's
healing
over.
Or peace or whatever
and
energy.
Peace, joy, love, prayer,
so,
whatever you want to call it.
In our last moment, in our last minute together on this episode, we started at the beginning with our ancestors have paved the way for us. Shelley, I want to give you the last minute to shout out or whatever you'd like to say as a closing for this conversation about being able to work with our ancestors and helping to change and transform our experience through that.
Yeah, I'm just very, very thankful to have this time to speak to you and Jim. And I just wish everyone a blessed Thanksgiving, and even people around the world. I just hope you are doing well. I wish you peace and joy. And I just hope that the conversation has helped you to realize that, yes, everyone has problems. Everyone has things they're dealing with. Can we just think for a moment today about a couple of things that we're very, very grateful for, so that those things can expand in our lives? And I just wish you tons of blessings and great happiness.
Beautiful. Thank you for that. And with that, we will wrap up another excellent adventure with Dr. Shelley here. That I love having these conversations with you. I love
me too.
Diving in and just kind of whirling around in it and see where we end up.
Yeah, we always.
I know a couple times in the conversation, I'm going, okay, where are we going now? Where are we going now? And that's mainly because of me, not because of you. But this has been a great conversation. Thank you again. Love seeing you. Love having these conversations. Congratulations on the next new book, which is going to be phenomenal, as all.
Thank you so much.
Excited for you. And to all of you out there, thanks for being part of the show. We'll see you next time on Adventures in Truth. Until then, find your joy. Find your joy.
Yes.
And we'll see you on the other side, guys. All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Adventures in Truth Livecast. Please like, subscribe, and share.
If you'd like to learn more about Jim's book, Fear is a Choice, Unraveling the Illusion of Our Separation from Love, check it out at www.fearisachoicebook.com. Also check out Moments of Truth, a new offering from Adventures in Truth. If you'd like to work with Jim, check out www.thescientetransformation.com to book a session. Tune in live every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Mountain Standard Time and every Friday, 5 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Or look for our new releases and podcasts every Monday. Until next time, be well, and we'll see you again on Adventures in Truth Livecast.